It's 421. We've talked a lot about consumer confidence and what that means for the economy. Turns out American CEOs are not feeling particularly Pollyanna-ish right now. According to a new survey of CEOs from Business Roundtable, their outlook is as poor as it's been since the third quarter of 2009, just after the end of the Great Recession. Joining us to chat about this, Danielle Kurtzleben, business and economics reporter with U.S. News. Hi there, Danielle, and thanks for being with us.
Yes, of course. Thanks for having me.
So some of the darkening outlook is due to problems in Europe and China, but the CEOs, I understand, are pretty clear in laying a lot of blame at the steps of Capitol Hill. Why is that?
Absolutely. Well, and that's, I mean, it's the word that we're hearing in the news all the time now, which is uncertainty. And political uncertainty makes for economic and business uncertainty. The way that the head of Business Roundtable put it this week, his name is John Engler, he said that it's sort of like the problem that the NFL had the past few weeks. Where, you know, he compared the referees to legislators, and they're just not making the rules clear enough. And businesses are saying, okay, I don't know the rules, I'm not sure I'm going to play. And when I say by playing, that's merely a question of whether they're going to hire. And businesses just don't really want to hire when they don't know what the tax policy is going to be.
So we're looking at, happily to say, more grim news vis-a-vis employment, more job cuts on the horizon. That's what we see coming?
That could be. I mean, it depends on really what happens, what sort of a fix legislators come up with. Now, the chairman of Business Roundtable is Jim McInerney, who is the CEO of the Boeing company, which is, of course, a company with plenty of ties to the federal government, of course. He pointed out that even a short-term fix could at least sort of chill things out, could make CEOs feel a little bit better, depending on what that fix says, if that fix has anything substantive in it. If it just, quote-unquote, kicks the can down the road, as we say, it could just prolong this uncertainty and make things worse. So, yes, it could mean job cuts.
And as we edge toward this so-called fiscal cliff, it's obviously the number one concern of its investors. Any ties of this talk to, of course, the election in November.
Of the fiscal cliff, yes. I mean, but the thing is, it's not a topic that seems to come up a whole lot because both parties are sort of at a stalemate, really. So it's really, from what I understand and from what strategists I've spoken to, it's difficult for both parties to really argue on it. There's just not an easier good fix. Of course, if there were an easier good fix, one would hope we would have come up with it by now.
Exactly. And so they're pretty clear about laying the blame at Capitol Hill and saying, you know, kicking the can down the road just isn't going to make it.
Right. Europe and China, though, I should add, are really big weights on the economy. Those two are also very heavy, reducing demand and making for more investment uncertainty. Because those are two of our larger trading partners.
Exactly. Well, good getting your insight on this, Danielle. Good talking to you as always.